Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Mike calling from Lakewood. How are you, Mike?
Hi. First time call, long time listener. Thank you for taking my call.
You, dude. Thank you. Thank you, man. What's up?
Just to make a few points about the cheating, not cheating that Sean is not alluding to or alluding to. So, first of all, I'm saying all these players that he's talking about, they're not having career years, as the other caller pointed out. They all have like 3 points ERAs. They're all players that in the past have showed flashes of unbelievable talent. I remember Tyler McGill when he first came up for the Mets.
Yeah.
Sean Manaea pitched outstanding at times when he was with the Athletics and struggled a lot with injuries. Severino had a, at times, great pitching career. And another thing that the Mets have going for them is they, you know, Francisco Lindor truly makes pitchers look great. And Alonso over the last month has been making some unbelievable defensive plays, mm-hmm. which have been saving a lot of hits. And finally, this is for Evan, because I'm a longtime suffering Mets fan along with you. I think we could take a deep breath together and say, you know, this is what a competent organization looks like. We have a good manager. We have a good David Stearns is doing an unbelievable job, and this is what a good team does. They bring out the best.
You're right about that. I don't want to do that right now, though. Like, I don't want to just sit here and hand flowers over, because there is still a lot of work to do, and that work is important. There are 11 games left in this season, and while the Mets have accomplished maybe more than most of us thought, they need to finish the job. They do. Yeah. If they don't make the postseason, no, I'm not firing anybody. I get it. There aren't going to be major changes, but I'm going to be mad, and I think most Met fans will be mad and greatly disappointed, and you may even question the core of the team if they can't hold on to this lead. So, yes, David Stearns has done a great job in year one. Carlos Mendoza has done a great job in year one. Lugie's been saying for a while he should win manager of the year. Mm-hmm. Fine. He definitely deserves votes. Not against it. They've all done an amazing job. There'll be a moment to give them flowers. There'll be a moment where I'll join in and say, yes, what a competent organization. This is great. This is amazing. I love the future. Not with 11 games left. There is work that needs to be done. This Met team is 2 games up with 11 to go.
Over.
What?
It's over.
Excuse me?
Stop.
It's over.
All right, you know what?
Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing the South thing. This is really confident-wise. You see the way the Braves are falling apart, the way the Mets are rolling. You can take a deep breath. I know it's not statistically over. We've gotten to the point now where the Mets are going to the postseason.
Sean, I'm going to spear you off this stage. If you don't know what that means, that's Roman's finishing move. I'll spear him.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, acknowledge me now. It is not over.
I know you don't
want to. We have seen too much as Met fans to ever think anything is over.
I'm not a Met fan, so I get that.
And it's one thing to steal my gimmick from 2 years ago around the Rays. That's fine. Don't be stealing Sal's gimmick on anything being over.
I wonder. Because
that didn't work out well for him.
And I don't do gimmicks.
I wonder if you actually believe that.
I really do.
You actually believe that this is over.
I believed last night as I sat in my comfy seat and I watched the Braves lose to the Reds and I watched the Diamondbacks lose to the Rockies, by the way.
Yeah.
And I see this muddled mess of the wild card. I see the way the Mets are playing. And to see the way they won 2 in a row without Lindor, I know they have the 3 games coming up with Atlanta. The Mets are going to the playoffs. I really – and I've been steadfast in that. I've told you that for a month. I believe that now more than ever.
Did you also tell us to make sure we have no plans in October?
No, because you know why? Real sports fans –
that was Tommy, by the way
– never actually make vacation plans in October because it's a busy time of year. So that was always a dumb, goofy gimmick.
And real radio hosts come up with their own material and don't get fed stuff and rip off other people's stuff. By the way, nice shirt. The bar mitzvah's down the hall, though.
Wow.
Man.
Why don't you save that for the Lou Gehrig debate series?
I got enough material for this guy. We're just going to foster him to spew nonsense for 43 minutes.
The questions are a little bit of nonsense. Thinking anything is over is complete nonsense. If there's anything that's over, and I will do this because I think it's really true.
Yep.
The AL East is over.
Long over.
By the way, just to show you I'm not a phony, it is over. And you know what else is over?
Dude,
with a two-game lead? The one seed in the American League. The Guardians died for that last night, too.
There's no a game back. What are you talking about?
Guardians are two games back. Game two and a loss.
Two and a loss.
And the tiebreaker the Yankees have.
Right.
It's all... Listen, folks, the Giants are 0-2. Yankees and Mets, we got October baseball.
Guaranteed
we got
to make the playoffs, New York Giants.
We got there.
Guaranteed.
See, here's the difference. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, you will sleep well at night. Exactly. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, I'm not sleeping for a week. And poor Lugie's not sleeping for a month. I'll tell you that right now.
He'll roll right to next season.
If the Mets don't make the playoffs, Sean, you might be suspended for a month.
Can we get that approved?
Yeah. I mean, Hurley's right here.
Can we suspend him a month if the Mets don't make the playoffs? Can we get that approved? He said yes. So, yeah, you're done. Yeah.
With pay?
No. Without pay.
Without pay.
Get paid as you can't get paid for not doing work.
Okay, you'll get paid. We're regulating. We're pushing you to the overnight. You're going to overnights.
Well, what are you doing to poor Big Mac?
Big Mac's going to come hang with us.
Oh, he'll sign for that.
On second thought, the Mets season is still going on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.